Mark Murphy, 47 years old, born in Huntington, West Virginia in 1966. What else do you need to know as far as that goes? My father or just...
Yeah, I mean, did you have family members who worked on the river?
No, I didn't. My father was a Baptist minister in the hills of West Virginia, and born and raised in a little town called Martha on the banks of the Guyandot River. Mm-hmm. So the river was in my blood from a very early age, and I always wondered where the water went. Always wondered where it went, you know, and I would watch the river go through all of its stages like a fine lady in how she dresses, you know, from springtime flowery dresses to Willy Wonka chocolate brown water in the spring when the water run, and then she would freeze over with a white blanket in the winter. Mm-hmm. And I followed the river. I mean, that's where I learned to do it, you know, and I would get my dad bought me a canoe, and I canoed down the Guyandot River as far as he'd let me go, and eventually I always wanted to know what was around the next bend, always, and I followed it out and hit the Ohio River, and then one day I bugged people to death to get a job on the river, and in 1988, that dream came true, and January 1st of 1988,
So that you were 22 or 21?
20, almost 21. I was just turned 20, but just turned 21. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be the math. Yeah, 21.
So you just—I mean—you didn't have anybody guiding you and your family.
No.
You just wanted to be on the river.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow the river. I mean, it was almost obsessive with me. I wanted to know where that water went, and I wanted to see the end of it. I wanted to see it dump into the ocean.
Yeah.
Because. It was always just a fascination with water. You know, my father, he always took us on water-type vacations. I don't think he really knew it, but he liked to fish, and he would always take us to a stream or a lake. He took us to Lake Erie when I was a kid, and we would go over and stay on Kelly's Island, and we had to take our camper, and his buddies would have the boats, and we'd have the camper, and we'd go out onto a ferry boat, and they would take us out into the middle of Lake Erie to Kelly's Island. Mm-hmm. Then we would stay 2 weeks, and that boat ride is really what threw me over the edge. I had to figure out the boat thing. I wanted to work on a boat. So in 88 it came true, and I started working in Catlettsburg Harbor, Catlettsburg, Kentucky. It's Catlettsburg, but it's a tri-city area, tri-city, tri-state area, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, right there together. And the coal business was huge in the 1980s. It was a big thing, and I started decking for a little company called Superior Marine, and was on deck for about 2.5 years, looking up in the winter at a captain up there in shorts saying, talking to us from the guard of the boat, standing on the outside of the boat going, you need to do this, this, and this, and then rush back inside because he was cold. And then in the summer, he would rush out and he'd say it's too hot in here, and I thought, you know what, I really would like to do that, but I always wanted to run a boat anyways, but that was a perk.
So
I spent about 2 years on deck, and then went and got my license the day that I could get them, the very day that I could get them. I was in Memphis, Tennessee, getting my license in 1991.
What was that process like, getting your license in 91?
It was a week of school, and we did our radar, and we did all of our schooling in 1 week. And I was fortunate enough to get it in 1 week. Usually about a two-week path, maybe a week and a half was the average, but I got it in a week because I couldn't afford it. I had to sell my wife's new washer and dryer that I bought like 6 months before, because I made $65 a day for 12 hours of decking.
Really?
Built tow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just built bar, just put them together, broke them apart. And for the first year on the river, I never left the one spot. I left from one side of the river to the other, back and forth, and that kind of fed that whole what's around the bend. I never got to see for a whole year.
Yeah.
All I did was deck, and I'll take that back. We did get a run down and take on fuel every now and then. So, but anyways, that was down to Murty Boggs and Son, which is about 2 miles down the river, and I was thrilled, you know. So,
right.
So anyways.
So you did that for about a year until you were able to...
Well, a year, and then I decked, and then decked on other boats, and we started making trips up and down the river, and I got to see all the river, and it was all the river, that little section, what seemed like all the river to me.
Yeah.
And